countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
But first, it's not often that beef and suckler farmers are happy with the price they get for their cattle. But for the first time in around a decade, cattle prices are hitting a magical €5 a kilo mark. The big increase in demand is mainly coming from the UK as well as the continent, where customers are looking to fill fast food and ready-made meals with Irish beef.
Sisters are mainly pig and poultry farmers, who say they cannot sustain rising costs of energy, feed and other inputs.
And that's what's needed to keep growers growing. It's 15 to 20% increase in what supermarkets are paying the grower.
We've been hearing in recent weeks how pig, poultry and vegetable farmers have been struggling against low prices in supermarkets.
Farmers aren't getting a fair price for their produce.
The Minister and Barbia have to do a lot more there for us. They're not doing enough. Not enough at all. They're not...
It used to be that beef farmers were blockading supermarkets and meat plants against low prices.
Despite the court orders, protesters remain at numerous factory gates.
The farmer here is the one who's been screwed all along.
But since the beginning of the year, there's been a welcome rise in cattle prices for dry stock farmers. I'm on the road west to meet a beef farmer, but first I call Joe Burke, who's a meat specialist with Borbia, to find out what's driving this rare spike in prices.
Hi Joe, how are you doing?
Prices currently, Damien, are running about 15% ahead of this time last year. You could say when prices increase like that, that is it down to a tightness in supply. Well, certainly here at home, actually, cattle supplies have actually been very strong for the time of the year. They're actually running about 7% ahead of last year's levels. And part of the reason why farmers are marketing their animals in reasonably good numbers is partly because of the attractive prices, but it's also a reaction to the fact that the costs have increased that much more and that they're marketing them a bit sooner rather than keeping them maybe on later into the spring and incurring those additional costs. But thankfully, these extra supplies aren't having any negative impact on the trade for those prices or for finished cattle. And actually, this is because there's very strong demand for beef in our key export markets. But another key reason why beef prices are so strong, Damien, would be down to the strong market for manufacturing beef. And by manufacturing, I mean beef that comes from the forequarter of the animal and is destined for burger production, or even some goes into other meals, including lasagnas and that type of product. It's partly down to the success of the quick service chains since lockdown, and it has continued over the last 18 months. I would say the actual demand and the consumption of beef, it's not going to be any higher, Damien, but that it's in tighter supply. Certainly there's no surplus of beef anywhere.
This buoyancy in beef price right now is also being reflected in the marts. Helen Kells is the mart manager in Carrigallen, County Leitrim.
Oh, definitely. Trade is fantastic. Farmers are delighted. The mood is very positive.
And where is the demand coming from? Is it coming from different areas?
Oh, it is. Like, you have your northern customers coming as well. And for the stronger cattle, the factories are there for them. Feedlots are looking for the Wainland, so it's coming from various areas. And it leaves our job a lot easier because we still have a situation where some of our sellers aren't actually coming to us to sell, so they're relying on us to sell them for them. And when we're putting the call through to them afterwards, after they've sold, if they've seen them being sold online, you're meeting a very good vibe on the other side.
Brendan Golden is a beef farmer from outside Killala in County Mayo.
How are you, Brendan?
Where we are here in North Mayo, just on the Killala coastline, where we actually are here is lacking. And
he's also chairman of the IFA National Beef Committee. For years and years, the IFA and other farm organisations have complained that they were not getting a fair price from the meat plants nor the supermarkets.
Brendan, over the last 20-odd years, I'm around long enough, I suppose, going to farm protests and interviewing farmers like yourself, and it's always been about the pressure on price. And now we see a situation where you're actually getting over €5 a kilo, and I'm not so sure when you were getting such a good price for your beef before. So it's a good news story for a change.
It is. I don't think I ever got €5. Well, I didn't get it yet, but
I never came anywhere near €5 in my lifetime before. And this time last year, if we'd been getting €5, we would have been jumping up and down. It would have been great. It is good that we're getting it because our costs have absolutely gone off the scale.
Will you just give us an indication of what €5 a kilo means for you?
As I said, €5 a kilo last year would have looked great. We had fertiliser at maybe €370 a ton. This year we're looking at €860. Urea gone out to €930. So that's the big problem, that the costs have just soared. And I was talking to a man yesterday and he told me he bought a few bags of lamb and yew nuts, and when he did the calculation, it was €420 a ton. So last year you were buying that for probably €260, €270. And this is the thing, we really need the consumer to understand that produced quality food, it comes at a price, and if we're below the cost of production, we just can't keep going.
What's the general mood like among your members around the country?
Around this part of the country, I would say we'd have a lot of, you know, smaller suckler farms, 30, 40, 50, 60 acre farms, and with the best will in the world, and no matter how efficient you are, you couldn't make a living on the farm on its own. But those farmers are farming those farms to the best of their ability. And I would contend, if you asked most of those farmers, would they like to be farming full-time? They would be, but they have no choice but to go out and get a job.
What level do you need to be at in beef production, suckler farming, to be full-time? Give me a figure in that regard.
At the moment, I would have had 70 suckler cows here and keeping a lot of the cattle on to finishing, and we would have bought in cattle to finish as well. In today's world, I don't think that's even viable going forward unless there's really strong supports or unless our costs improve. I couldn't say at the moment. A man said it to me yesterday, maybe the more you'd have at the minute, nearly the worse off you are, because they're costing you money. And that's the one thing that a lot of farmers find awful frustrating. We're ticking every box on our production side. We're trying to be as environmentally friendly as we can, and we're trying to produce it as efficiently as we can, and we're finding that the market isn't returning enough.
What do you see this farm looking like in 10 years' time?
Well, in 10 years' time, for a start, I hope I'm still here, because one never knows, and that's the main thing. And I always say it to farmers, you know, things go wrong, but if you have your health and you're able to get up and get out, that's the key thing. But round here, the age profile is scary of farmers. And again, I have three sons myself, and one of them is away working. He's the only one that I'd say would have potential to be a farmer, but sure, he couldn't come back here while I'm still trying to make a living. And that's the thing, I grew up with it and I never did anything else. I farmed all my life. Now, I know my own sons probably can't and won't do that, but and don't want to do that, some of them. But where somebody is interested in the farm and whatever, it would be a pity if there isn't a viable business there. And I certainly hope that in 10 years' time, that I'll be still farming here. I don't know if I'll have any help around, but I'm planning on being still here in 10 years' time. I'm worried, but I ain't giving up anytime soon.
And that was Mayo beef farmer and IFA Beef Committee Chairman Brendan Golden there in his farm in Killala, hoping that the rare good price for cattle continues.